Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week we're addressing the issues related to when kids leave home. And today, I'm mindful of those of you whose children have left home, but it wasn't to go to college, and it wasn't a pretty scene when they left. Many children begin eyeing the front door on their 17th birthday, counting down the days until they're 18 and legally permitted to leave home. Then, when they get out on their own, they usually find out that it's not as easy as it looks, but pride just will not allow them to go back home. I know this scenario all too well, because I left home just after my 18th birthday. The grass looked so green on the other side of the fence. But when I got over there, I found out that it had to be mowed too. I roomed with a good friend of mine in a studio efficiency so small you could touch all four walls from the bunk beds. Candy bars and potato chips were my source of daily nutrition, and I even lost a job because I just could not wake up on time. Looking back now through the eyes of a parent, I realize I must have worried my mom and dad sick. But as much as I regret it now, I just couldn't see it that way back then. No, I was a typical 18-year-old who knew everything about everything. The challenge is for parents to communicate with their young adult children on the level that they're at in life. The problem is that, as parents, we know we are older and wiser, and usually do know best. And that makes it extremely difficult to listen to the reasoning of a less mature child. We just can't seem to resist the urge to correct them after every phrase and then get up on our soapbox and preach a message of repentance. Here's a suggestion if you have a young adult child that's becoming distant. Invite them to their favorite restaurant and spend the entire evening talking about them. And resist the temptation to correct their every word. Become genuinely interested in what they are pursuing, even if you don't understand it. I assure you, the trust it will begin to build will far outweigh fruitless attempts at correction. And more than anything else, let them know that you genuinely love and care about them. And remember, Mom and Dad, you were that age once. And like me, I bet you were pretty scary yourself. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.